The cats say their mission is a little bit different. The cats are specifically here more of a guardian of our soul. They're more spiritual advisors. They inspire us to do our best work, to be our best, and they are here to bring in the love and the joy frequencies for us. So I always say you always get the cat that you need for that specific part of your life.
Hello, and welcome to the Connectedness Podcast. Just as you might have guessed, I talk about connection and connectedness on this podcast, our connection with everything in the world around us. Whether you see it or not, we're all connected, and it doesn't matter if it's our dog, our cat, our God, our body. And I'll also talk about some more abstract connections like our career or our land, our community, our emotions, your body. Life is all about connection, so the sooner we recognize that, the sooner we can have an easier, more meaningful life. I will talk about these connections through different lenses, things like synchronicities and coincidences, or just everyday little bits of magic and miracles that we usually dismiss. It's really important that we pay attention to all of this so we can live an easier, more meaningful life. So welcome to the show. I'm your host, Karen Cleveland. Welcome back, everyone. It's so great to have you here on the show. I am really pleased to introduce you to this guest that I have today, fellow animal lover, spiritual lover, cat person. So Sylvie Sterling is an international cat whisperer, starseed, interspecies communicator, and ascension guide. As the author of Your Cat is Your Guide, she reveals the secret soul mission of cats, to help their humans align with their soul purpose. As emissary to the Lyran Star Nation, Sylvie helps awakening souls connect to their starseed mission and galactic origins. Her intuitive abilities see the connection between your cat's behavior and your own unresolved life topics, empower you to harness your cat's help on your spiritual path for a happy, awakened, and purposeful life together. Fantastic. Welcome to the show, Sylvie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on.
Yeah, thank you. So you talk about several things just in the bio. I just have a couple questions. So you mentioned that cats, they help us connect to our starseed. What do cats have to do with starseeds? Maybe you can just talk about the relationship.
So cats always come to us to help us with our purpose and our mission. That's just the basics of everything that I do, everything that I teach is that cats come to us to help us with our mission. So many of us humans are starseeds, as in our soul did not originate here on Earth. We came from different planets, and we came here to this human experience, really, to help further, you know, the evolution of this planet and to help with this whole project, this ascension project that is going on Earth. So many humans are starseeds, and many cats are actually starseeds. And when a human starseed is ready to wake up to their galactic mission, to the fact that they are not from here, that they're actually here with a mission, the cat usually comes to them and wakes them up to that. And the cat will do all kinds of things. So the person starts to research, just a person is trying, you know, the cats have weird behavior. And then the person starts to research, like animal communication or healing or anything that they're supposed to do. And that's how the cat gets their humans on their path, because the cat will do anything, everything to wake them up to whatever it is that they're here to do.
So are you saying that there are some people here that are not starseeds then, that are from Earth origination?
Yes. People say different things. I don't really want to put a percentage on it. But the way I channel it from my higher guidance, there are Earth seeds and star seeds. Mm. And the Earth seeds are, we all come from the same place. Our souls all come from source, you know, whatever you want to call it, God, source, wherever, whatever you're, you know.
Right.
So our souls are all the same. And in the spirit world, we're all the same. But then wherever we incarnate for the first time, that is kind of our origin. So right. Those people who first incarnated on Earth are the ones that they call Earth seeds. And they are the ones that are very, they love being here. They love being human. They love, you know, the Earth and everything. And then there's others that incarnate in other star systems, and they come here and they feel different, and they don't understand humanity, and they feel driven, they have a mission, but they don't know what it is. And a lot of times they tend to connect with the animals better than with the humans because they don't understand humans.
Interesting.
That's really the difference between Earthseeds and Starseeds. It's just where you incarnated first.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And I know you work with cats. Would you say cats are the only ones that help us, or that's just your preference to work with cats?
It's just my cats are my people, basically. So okay. I love to work with cats. They're just my people. But I also work with dogs a lot. I work with horses. I work with other animals, mainly dogs, horses, and cats. And dogs can also be starseeds. Horses are also starseeds. They come and they work with us. They just have different missions.
Okay. Oh.
The dogs are more here as companions for us and as protectors and to help us with all these, you know, mundane tasks. The horses were here to protect us and to help us, and they were our means of transportation for a long time. So they are also here with important tasks to bring. They brought humanity forward. I mean, what would humanity be without horses, right? They built empires with horses.
That's true.
And then the cats say their mission is a little bit different. The cats are specifically here, and I love this. They're specifically here more of a guardian of our soul. They're more spiritual advisors. They inspire us to do our best work, to be our best, and they are here to bring in the love and the joy frequencies for us.
Yeah, that sounds right. That resonates. And cats come in so many different personalities and I guess archetypes. You talk about the 10 cat archetypes. Do different archetypes come to us because that's what we need? Or how does that whole relationship work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say you always get the cat that you need for that specific part of your life. So if you need a healer cat because you have, you know, all kinds of things that need healing, chances are you get a cat that is a healer archetype that will help you heal physically and emotionally. When you need to learn something, you get a teacher cat, and the teacher cat will show you, you know, all the issues that you haven't resolved yet in your life, like learning to trust or learning to be a better person or whatever it is that you need to learn. Some people get lover cats. That is when they need a lot of love in their life, when they lack love in their life. So they get a lover cat. A lot of people get energy worker cats. And those are typically the people who do energy work. They get a healer and energy worker in their life to help them, you know, do their work. So it's always whatever you need, that's the cat you're going to get.
So if there is a person out there, one of our listeners who really has not started down, you know, a big spiritual path or anything, and they have a cat and they've always had cats and they just always thought they were their companions, how does one begin waking up or begin understanding how the cat can help them?
So I see that many people are waking up on their own. I mean, people start with their spiritual awakening in different points. They have different touch points. You know, everybody finds out about spiritual awakening differently. Many people come to me and they say, I saw your work. I saw you on Facebook. I saw your book. I saw you, you know, on a podcast or something. And they said, it resonated so much with me. And I started to read up. And then they come across as information. And I'm not the only one saying that, that cats are spiritual beings that help us. But I have really dedicated this part of my life or the rest of my life to this work. So people will find out different ways. Or the cat will push them by, you know, having really weird behavior. By, you know, starting whatever alarming weird cat behavior or what people call common cat problems.
Yeah.
They will start to act really weird. And then they push the person to find out what is it that my cat's trying to say. And they go the common route. And then the common, and I'm not, you know, saying anything about any colleagues who work with cats for a living, but many times common cat psychology or behaviorists cannot explain why the cat does certain things because the cat keeps doing it. And then they come across as information. My cat's trying to tell me something. It's not about my cat, it's about me. And that's how they find out.
So can I ask how you started down this path? It's something you've always known? You know, you've always had cats, or was there an awakening moment for you?
Absolutely. Both. It's really both. So I've always had cats. I grew up with cats and with dogs. I had a very animal pet friendly family, thank God. And I was hung out with my cats and my dogs, and they were part of my family. And I felt so close with them. And me being a starseed, which I didn't know at the time, because back then when I grew up in the 70s, there was no such thing, right? No internet. So I was very different. I was felt, I don't understand humans. They don't understand me. And my cats and my dogs, they got me. They understood me. So I always felt super close with them. So my family always thought I would get into, become a vet or something like that, you know, do something with animals. But I went a different route. I got into the corporate world. I eventually got into movie marketing. I worked in the movie industry for 20 years. Wow. So whole corporate world, which was good at the time. But then in my 40s, I said, it's just something that's missing in my life. And I started to search for my purpose. And it just kind of led me back to my starting point. It led me back home to wanting to work with animals, wanting to work with cats.
Yeah.
So I started to research everything about how can I work with cats for a living. And it all came from here at first. So I started to go into cat psychology. I learned all the book stuff and I got my degree in cat psychology. And
oh, wow.
Then I kind of got into energy healing, which found me somehow. Energy healing found me. I didn't find it. It came to me. So I started to integrate that. And I started to work with cats and clients on the side, doing psychology, doing energy work. And then I kind of stumbled across animal communication. And I've always been fascinated with that. So I started with that. But the real download didn't come until I got a channeling actually from my star family through a cat.
Oh my
gosh. So I thought I was going to do all this innocent stuff, like tell people where to put the scratch post and what to do with a cat toilet and how to play with a cat, you know, all that very innocent, nice stuff. But my star family came through a cat one day and they channeled a message through my sister-in-law's cat. She said, this famous cat wants to talk to me. So I tuned in and they said that I'm a starseed. I'm a feline starseed, actually. And they said, I'm here to tell people about the cat's purpose. I'm here to tell people about cats coming to our lives to help us with our purpose and to help us become the best version of ourselves. And that was just this awakening moment, this wow moment. That was the missing link. I said, this is what I didn't get before. And it made so much sense. It resonated so much, but I didn't have that piece of information. And then I started to delve really deep into animal communication. And that's when the cats started to open up and all the cats said, yes, yes, exactly. We have a purpose. Now humans don't know because humans think that cats just sit and eat and sleep, right? And do nothing. And yes, we have this important purpose with our humans. And I started to do all these sessions and I literally had thousands of sessions with cats ever since.
Wow.
And they all said the same thing. So this became my purpose now to tell people about the cat's purpose and their own purpose and how it's all connected.
Wow. That's fantastic. Hello, adventurers and nature lovers. It's Karen here. I have an invitation to a journey unlike any other. Have you ever dreamed of going on a safari or a wildlife trip that's not just a sightseeing tour, but a profound life-changing experience? Imagine connecting with wildlife in a way that's meaningful and respectful. Understanding the delicate balance of our world and feeling the pulse of the earth beneath your feet. It's not about just observing, it's about connecting. I've put together an exclusive guide for those who want a deeper connection on their wildlife adventures. And this guide is your key to transforming a simple trip into a journey of discovery and spiritual fulfillment. In this guide, you're going to find insights on how to mindfully engage with the environment, how to appreciate the beauty and significance of each creature, and how to carry the spirit of oneness throughout your journey. So if your heart yearns for more than just a vacation, if you're seeking for an experience that nourishes your soul, visit RevKaren Podcast, RevKarenPodcast.com, and look for the 5 ways to make your wildlife trip more meaningful guide. It's completely free, and it's your first step towards a truly transformative adventure. Now let's head back to the podcast for more insights and inspiration. Does a person have to know animal communication to have their cat help them?
Well, I teach animal communication. It's one of my heart projects to teach people to tap into their cats. You do not have to learn the whole, you know, the whole thing of animal communication, not anymore. Because I feel that the dimensions are shifting and it's so easy now to tap into cats. Normal people can do it now. 20 years ago was this, I think Penelope Smith or was one of the first ones to talk about animal communication, right? She was this forerunner. And I tried it back then 20 years ago. I said, this is so hard. I don't know how to do it. But I feel now anybody, everybody can do it. And I teach people in my classes to do just this really small mini meditation, as I call it. And anybody can tap into their cat. And of course, the deeper you delve, the better. But anybody can do it, really.
Yeah. So if a person wanted to sit down with their cat and have a conversation or try to start this learning for themselves, would they want to do your meditation, or do you have any, you know, any tips on what they might do?
Mm-hmm. So I find it easy with my meditation. Many people have told me I make it very easy. So I recommend using it. But that being said, anybody who knows how to meditate can call in their cat. Anybody who knows how to call in, let's say, their spirit guides or their guardian angels, whatever people communicate with in their meditations, or call in God or higher guidance. That's exactly how you go into meditation and you call in your cat. Mm-hmm. That's really it. Mm-hmm. And you're an animal communicator yourself. Yeah. People expect to hear voices. They expect to hear words, sentences. And that's not always how it works. You get the information in images, in pictures, sometimes in sentences, sometimes in words. But a lot of times it's just a knowing. It's a download. It's just all of a sudden you know. Yeah. And that's what people don't understand. You don't have to hear the words.
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems with using the words communication or having a talk with a cat or something, is people do expect it to be a conversation, like words that they're hearing. And yeah, it so often is not words that you're hearing. And what do you like to say to people when they doubt the information? It's like, well, yeah, I did it. And I got this random information that I know is not right. You know, what do you have to say about that?
So I would say two things. The first thing is, trust your first impulse. The first impulse is always right. Whatever comes first, a color, a thought, an emotion. Animals also communicate through emotions. Yeah. Whatever you feel, see, hear, the first glimpse is always right. And then you start to go into, did I really hear that? Did I really see that? What does it mean? And then our mind comes in. So trust your first impulse and then don't second guess it. And the second thing is, if you want to practice to communicate with cats, dogs, practice with somebody else's cat or dog first. Because with your own cat, you are usually emotionally involved, you're attached, right. You have a certain thing in your head that what she might say or what it might be. And that kind of gets it away from getting the unfiltered information. So I was doing, you know, practice with your sister's cat first, or with your brother's dog, or with your mom's dog. Maybe not a random dog in the street or your neighbors. It should be somebody, you know, who is okay with you communicating with their cat or dog. But if you don't get information, practice with somebody else's cat or dog.
Yeah. So was it your sister-in-law or maybe your stepsister? You said that the information came through the cat. So you never know what's going to happen when you connect with someone else's cat as well. So I'm just kind of curious about that situation. It was someone else's cat that is channeling your star family. Is that typical, or did you just not listen to your own cat, or you didn't have a cat at the time, or why go through that cat?
Very good question. I think I had to be open up to even that possibility. I was not in my usual environment. I went travel to Miami to my sister-in-law. She's a very spiritual person. She's been on the spiritual path for 30-something years. So I was in that environment. And her cat is very spiritual, too. Her cat is a starseed as well. So I was bathing in that environment. I was bathing in these vibes. And I think that's what opened me up. And I didn't expect anything from her cat. I wasn't even trying to talk to the cat. I was basically on my last day. I was packing to go home. Oh. I was packing my suitcase, and her cat came jumping on the bed and sat next to the suitcase. And I was very innocent. I said, oh, that's so cute. Mystique is helping me pack, right? Oh, cute. I want to pet her. But she just kept looking at me, and she kept looking at me. And it just hit me. I said, she's trying to say something. I did not expect anything. And then I sat down and I said, you know, trying to tune in. And I wasn't even good at animal communication at the time. But I just tried to tune in, close my eyes, I tuned in. And this message came through, and it was so clear, and it was so unexpected. And they introduced themselves as the Lyrans, as my star family, that I was a starseed. And all these things came through, and it was so unexpected that I was an open channel for it. And I think that was, there was no expectations.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I ran to the computer and I Googled and I said, oh my God, the Lyrans are actually a thing, right? So that's how I knew I got the right information, because I had never heard of that before.
I think that's a really good point about being outside of your normal routine, because a lot of people think, oh, I already know my cat's going to say, I already know what the answer is, right? So they don't even, they're not open to giving it a chance. But also, so I like to talk about coincidences a lot. We kind of have to get out of our routine to allow information to come in so that we are open. We're more aware, I think, and open when we go somewhere or do something new and allow that to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And no expectations. That is so important.
Yeah. It really is, isn't it? And that, I think that's hard for some people too, because they want to do it so bad. They want an answer. They really want to know. And they, you know, sit down and just try so hard.
And then you block yourself mentally. You just block yourself because you're here and you're not here. And mm-hmm. the information comes through here.
So how do you teach people to clear that block from themselves? What's the first thing to do when they're trying to do that, do you think?
Get out of your head, into your heart. Start with somebody else's cat. Have no preconceived notions. You know, never try to communicate when you're angry, when you're upset. Yeah. Have somebody else tap into your cat by all means, and do it vice versa. You know, I do groups, so I always tell the group members, start with somebody else's, and then we're moving on to your own cat later.
Nice.
But just don't have any preconceived notions, because most of the time your cat's behavior is not what you think it is.
So true. So tell me about reincarnation and cats. Do they come back to us?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They come back to us when we have soul contracts with our cats, just like we have with other people. Mm-hmm. And they come back to us actually quite frequently. It's always when there's something that is unresolved, or something that they haven't done yet for us, or something to help us. You know, we reincarnate because we bring old things back when we haven't resolved something. We bring it back into the new incarnation. And yeah. sometimes our cats, dogs, horses, they help us carry these things throughout the ages, throughout the incarnations, until we're able to resolve it. And yeah, so they come back quite frequently. So if anybody says, I feel my cat is, I don't know, just like the cat that I had in my childhood, and she looks at me the same way, she does the same things, then you're usually right. When you have that feeling, you're usually right.
Yeah, yeah, good. So your book, Your Cat is Your Guide, if someone goes out and buys and reads the book, what do they get from that? What's the information in there?
Mm-hmm. So I put all the information in there from my hundreds and probably thousands of sessions that I did with cats, because I kept hearing myself repeating the same information. The cats would give me all these things, what they want their humans to understand and to do and to not do, that the cats help their humans to get on their path, to, you know, go for their passion, to understand their purpose. And I kept saying the same thing. So I said, I think I have to put this in a book.
Yeah.
And it's basically the 7 steps that the cats want me to tell their humans. So I would say it's the first self-help book for humans that is commissioned by the cats, because they show you how to find and follow your purpose. So it's kind of that 7-step guide. And I also integrated parts of my own story, my own spiritual awakening in there, to kind of show people how, you know, so they can relate and see how it was for me and find themselves in these steps that I had to go through, because it doesn't happen overnight, right? Spiritual awakening is a long journey. I kind of share my story, how it worked for me and how my cats got me on my path.
So it would teach a person how to kind of become more spiritual, or you know, go down that spiritual path through their cat. Does that include some kind of animal communication lessons in that? Or it's more just about the guide-student kind of relationship?
It's about the connection that you share with your cat. And okay. it's all about how your cat, the subtitle is How Your Cat Helps You With Your Spiritual Awakening.
Okay.
So it's all about how your cat comes to you, what cat behaviors can mean, how your cat is connected to you, how your cat reflects a lot of times your own, you know, unresolved topics back to you. So it explains how your cat with their behavior show you where you are not aligned and where you need work to do. And I have a couple of exercises in there, how you can hone in your purpose. And of course, if you want to learn animal communication, then that's kind of a follow-up. But yeah. It's more of how your cat is connected with you and cat, you know, guides you on your spiritual journey.
Okay, great. Now, I know this question, you've kind of been answering it all along, but I'm just, you know, going to let you sum this up If you could tell everyone in the world anything, if you thought it was utmost importance that everyone understood one thing, you know, what would that be?
So many things, but the one thing is, I think the most important thing for me is for people to understand how incredibly smart and intelligent and sentient animals are, specifically cats. But people just don't understand that these are sentient beings. They are not children. They are not dumb. They are not, you know, to be pushed around on something. They know so much. They know everything. They know more than we do sometimes. So just how incredibly smart, intelligent, wise, and loving the animals are on this planet.
Yeah, I think that's a big mission to try to help everyone understand that they are. They're not just pieces of meat out there. Someone told me a cow was just a big piece of flesh on the hill. No, it's
they
not.
They are sentient, thinking, living, breathing beings. And you know what? The cows love humanity so much. It's really hard to grasp sometimes the way we treat them. Mm-hmm. They love us. They're here on a divine mission. They love us. They have so much love for humanity.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Wow. Well, I would love for you to tell the listeners how to find you, how to, you know, whatever you have offering and where to find you on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So my main website is sylviesterling.com. And from there, you can go to my classes. I have an online school, Feline Soul Academy, but you can go from sylviesterling.com. I have classes. I have free content, like free webinars that I do every month. I have paid classes. I have animal communication classes. I have starseed information if you want to find out more about your starseed. And take it from there. And I have a free gift that is called the 10 Cat Archetypes. It's a free download, little booklet. I would say start there. Start to find out what does your cat do for you and then take it from there.
Nice. And the meditation that you talked about, is that something that comes with part of your classes, or do you have that meditation as available for purchase, or it's only available with other ways that they work with you?
No, actually, I give that away for free. If you go to the free webinar section on my website, I do a meditation almost every webinar, and it's similar but same.
Oh, okay.
You can get the meditation, go to Your Cat's Purpose, you get the booklet and the meditation.
Nice.
And I give that away very readily because I want everybody to tap into their cats, really.
Yeah. Fabulous. And of course, the links will be in the show notes for those that do have access to click a link. So, well, it was wonderful to talk to you today, Sylvie. I really applaud and appreciate your mission and your work with the cats and all the animals and the people that go along with it. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. All right. You're welcome. And listeners, viewers, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will connect later. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to head over to revkarenpodcast.com. That's revkarenpodcast.com. There you're going to find the tools for finding more meaning and happiness in your own life. Plus, if you have a story that you want to share with me, either on or off the air, be sure to look for that form. Make sure you follow me so you get notified when new episodes drop. And also, I'd love to connect with you in my Facebook group, Connectedness with Rev Karen. So head over to revkarenpodcast.com. I hope to see you there.